Intel is celebrating 40 years of innovation. It's a 40th anniversary of Intel. And on the line with us, Bill Calder, who is with Intel, Corporate Communications Manager, to talk about it. Bill, is this a celebration?
Well, you know, we're not celebrating in the typical fashion. I've been through several of these before, and even a 35th anniversary and a 30th anniversary. And we've had various company parties and keychains and T-shirts and commemorative items. And, you know, we did it a little different this time. The CEO, Paul Otellini, really decided that he thought the best way to celebrate was to give back. And one of the things that we're doing is we're giving back into the community. So there's a big push on volunteerism. Be that as it may, it is a great time to sit back and reflect on what integrated circuits did, you know, for us, for the company, for the industry, and really for the world. I mean, 40 years ago, it was integrated circuits. The PC came about 28 years ago, and then what we call the killer app, the internet, 15 years ago. I mean, just it's remarkable the pace of change and the global scope that it has brought.
When you think about it, really, that's not that long in the scope of things. To how far it's come. I mean, people always talk about, you know, when the astronauts went to the moon, they had a computer that was the size of a Buick, you know. It's obviously changed in many ways.
Correct. I mean, you know, and even these two brilliant men, you know, Bob Noyce and Gordon Moore, they could not have ever predicted what would have happened, not only to their company that they started, but also just how chips have become pervasive in everything from automobiles to telephones to home appliances and more. And even today, that pace continues to change. We're talking about billions of mobile internet devices in the next several years. So now it's not just in the home or in your car, it's everywhere. The pervasiveness is everywhere.
Well, a lot of this is going to be fueled also by technology from Intel with the Atom processor, which we've heard a lot about. I mean, this is where we're going to see this really come into play, correct?
Well, I think you're going to continue to see all of our products, that really from the upper end to the lower end, really be focused on getting the best internet experience. I mean, even so, look at what's going on with online gaming today. Our Core 2 Duo processors are great for online gaming. Certainly, Atom has put a big focus on very, very small mobile internet-centric devices and energy efficiency, so great battery life. And I think there is a lot of innovation that's going to happen around the Atom, that is for sure.
But looking back over the 40 years, what would you say, Bill, has been kind of the big leap? I mean, really, where did it happen?
Well, certainly the notion that Moore and Noyce had in 1968 to, really at the time, people forget that the focus was on memory. But you know, building these integrated circuits was huge. And then the process that they set out to do it, to manufacture these chips, was a major directional focus for the rest of the history of the industry. But I've got to say that just earlier last year, when we really developed this breakthrough in terms of how transistors are made, we basically reinvented how those transistors have been made for 40 years with this high-K metal gate technology.
Yeah.
We were getting to the point where the transistors, there were so many on a single chip that we were getting leakage on them, so they weren't as energy efficient. And you couldn't continue the path towards faster and faster processors without getting hotter and hotter chips.
Yeah.
So that breakthrough, that high-K metal gate process that we use to manufacture all of our chips today, was probably the most significant change in the history of the company, in the history of the semiconductor industry, in terms of technology breakthroughs.
Wow. And when we think about that, too, Intel has grown as a company with offices all over the world. You have plants in, I believe, Ireland still?
Oh, yeah. Ireland, Israel, Malaysia, the Philippines, Costa Rica, the United States.
And, of course, here in the great state of Arizona, also we have an Intel plant in Phoenix. And, well, I'm not sure exactly what they do there. I do know it's a big building, and they have their own street.
There's several big buildings down there, and it is absolutely a critical part of our overall manufacturing manufacturing, really research areas are done mostly in Oregon, but the manufacturing is done in both Oregon and New Mexico and Arizona in the U.S. and a little bit in Massachusetts. And Arizona is a really key manufacturing site for us.
When you talk about how Intel is giving back to the community, there's a project called the World Mural Project. Can you give us a little insight into that?
The notion there was we've really put a big focus in our chairman, Craig Barrett, and really before him, many others at this company had established the foothold of education being one of our primary focus areas when we look outside the company. And not only does it make good business sense, but it's part of keeping the U.S. competitiveness up and in really having technology help others around the world. But the process of focusing on education developed years ago into computer clubhouses. These are areas typically in more depressed areas where kids can go and learn about technology. It's a place for them to go, and we train some of the trainers that help them. And these clubhouses are literally all over the world. So the notion during the 40th anniversary was, hey, let's see what those kids would come up with based on their learning on what the next 40 years might bring. So we created this digital mural project and basically went to the clubhouses around the world, and they really came up with some very neat artwork, very creative work in terms of looking ahead, what does the next 40 years bring?
Yeah, it is pretty phenomenal, and it's easy to navigate. It looks great, and when you realize that how many different countries participated to give you their vision of what maybe the next 40 years are, it is pretty amazing. Now, is there a place our listeners can go to actually take a look at this?
Yeah, the best place to go is go intel.com, and you can go into the press room, and it's all right there.
Now, what do you think? What are we going to see over the next 40 years? Obviously, we're going to see smaller, more mobile type of technology, as you talked about.
I think really what we're going to see, certainly we are on the cusp of a major explosion in terms of the mobile internet. We can get the internet on phones today, but it's really not a complete internet experience like you would, typically are used to at your desktop. But I think you're also going to see the technology become more intuitive and more personalized. I think we're not very far from a time where you may not be able to travel anywhere in the world with a device that fits in your pocket, maybe even on your wrist, that helps you navigate, that helps you translate different languages. The notion that you could be on a phone call with somebody in Japan speaking in their language with real-time, seamless transitions and translations.
Wow.
That sort of thing I think is pretty exciting, and I think we're going to see that.
Well, Bill, I'm wondering, looking ahead, Gordon Moore, who had Moore's Law that said that basically transistors would double every 2 years, I'm kind of wondering now, have we kind of superseded that? Have we grown out of that and expanded? Or are we right in line with kind of what Gordon Moore predicted would be the future of technology?
Remarkably, Moore's Law, give or take a few months on either side, has remained incredibly accurate over time. And it still guides this industry. Intel moves to it. We march to it. We define it. And it continues to this day. And while, as one of our executives said recently, while the future is a little foggy on just how much farther, we see it continuing through several more generations. It's just unbelievable how accurate that prediction has been.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue to see a doubling of transistors and a doubling of performance over time.
Awesome. Bill Calder, thanks so much for coming on the show. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.